91X News.
It's 18 degrees and cloudy at 7 o'clock. I'm Taylor Rinkema. Prime Minister Stephen Harper says the time has come to close the door on more than a decade of Canadian military involvement in Afghanistan. At the close of the NATO summit in Chicago yesterday, he said the remaining Canadian soldiers in Afghanistan will leave as scheduled in just under 2 years.
The end date is firm and final. Canada will not have a military mission in Afghanistan after March 2014.
Harper says that by then, the Afghan security forces will be ready to assume control over their own security, but he did announce that Canada will continue financially supporting Afghanistan with a $110 million a year between 2015 and 2018. There were no arrests or injuries in the latest student protest in Montreal. It was a different story on Sunday when more than 300 were arrested and at least 20 injured, including 11 police officers. Canadian Press reporter Ben Shingler says at one point last night, some protesters tried to get into Premier Jean Charest's home.
Protesters did try to approach the home of Jean Charest in Westmount, which is a wealthy neighborhood in Montreal. Twice they were fended off by riot police on either end of the street. There were no arrests and no major incidents, but they were trying to get to his home and they were unsuccessful.
A massive demonstration is planned for this afternoon to mark 100 days since the first group of students walked out of class. A coalition of 140 community groups and unions are encouraging their members to join the demonstration. A Canadian on death row in Montana for killing two men 30 years ago has been dealt a major blow in his bid to avoid execution. Bill Graveland has more.
Despite an apology at his clemency hearing earlier this month, the Montana Board of Pardons and Parole is recommending against allowing Ron Smith to live out the rest of his life at Montana State Prison. Smith's lawyer, Don Bernay, says he's not at all surprised at the ruling.
It shows the way the state of Montana has been all along. It's always been they're going to kill this guy.
The final decision now falls into the hands of Montana Governor Brian Schweitzer. Bernay says he's hopeful Schweitzer will be more open-minded than the parole board. Bill Graveland, The Canadian Press, Calgary.
And more forest fires have erupted across northeastern Ontario, bringing the number of active fires to 40. Another 11 fires erupted yesterday, and more than 280 square kilometers of forest are burning. Meantime, about 300 people remain out of their homes and cottages near Kirkland Lake in northeastern Ontario, which has declared a state of emergency as crews battle a nearby fire. Police are directing traffic away from the area and local mining companies have suspended operations. There are only 7 active fires covering almost 6 square kilometers in the northwestern part of the province. Looking at sports, the Eastern Conference final between rivals Rangers and Devils got ugly. Devils goalie Martin Brodeur